Bless his heart. Bless his heart. So on top of it being an awful Super Bowl game, I did not win the contest to become the number one fan of the Big Fatty podcast. Totally bummed. Pissed. I've tried for years. And for years, I mean 3 years. That's as long as I've been listening. So the BigFattyOnline.com is a wonderful podcast I've mentioned before. And so it's a complete blind drawing. Everybody who wants to be the number one fan, you send in an email, or an e-letter, as he calls it. And your name is drawn from a bag, which he refers to as the colostomy bag. So all of these tens and I would say hundreds. Well, I don't know if it's hundreds, but it's probably close to 100. People put their, you know, call in, put their name in, or email, put their name in the bag. And I was not chosen as number one, two, or three.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1833 of the BFO for Monday the Tooth, February 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about a very, very busy weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are vomit sounds. Big Fatty! Because, y'all, right now, Big Fatty's tummy is what is it? It's grumbly. I don't think I'm going to be vomiting. But, y'all, I'm extremely gassy. And, y'all, I've already had to run to the toilet twice today. And, y'all, I almost had to run a third time just a few minutes ago. But, anyway, I'm just going to sit here in my own filth. And here we go. Y'all, I can't believe it's already February. Y'all, it is. But, and, y'all, it's also Ground Frogs Day. Y'all, did you see your shadow? Big Ready? No, but y'all, I'm not sure, but I'm sure over there at the spot in Big Fatty, we'll eventually see a picture of Big Fatty seeing his shadow. Big Fatty, that sounds horrifying, and speaking of horrifying... Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Ground Frogs Day in the U.S. of A. Y'all, the tooth of February, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, you may know him. You don't hear him, his voice very often anymore. It's a VJ. For used to do the VJNet.little show. So he's up there in the Northeast, y'all, where I think they're getting pummeled by another a weather phenomenon. And y'all, speaking of weather phenomenons, a place where one is not taking place, which is also the same place where if the state of South Carolina were receiving an enema, it would be inserted up there in the cola in the Columbia, South Kakalaki. Y'all, he was the number two fan of the BFO in 2013. Y'all, it is that Drusilla Blomey. Big Lady, we love Drusilla. It's true, we do love Drusilla, but y'all, the most horrifying of all, y'all. I know most of you have no idea how long ago this was, but y'all, back in 1900 1955, y'all, believe it or not, the this person was born, and the doctor slapped his mother, Eleanor. Big Betty, and y'all, it is none other than shatting machine. Y'all, it is Granny's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Betty, poor old thing, it's true. And y'all, so if you see VJ or Drusilla or Granny on the face space or on the Twitty, or maybe even in person, Big Fatty will be seeing Granny in person, because y'all, we're going to go have a little supper later on tonight to celebrate Granny's celebration of exiting it. Big Fatty, will it be pre-chewed? It probably will have to be, because, you know, poor old thing, just so old. Big Fatty, well, I just hope they all have a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. Since I spoke to you last on Thursday when I recorded the Freight Show. Y'all, later that Thursday evening, one of my gentlemen callers, one of the 30-something gentlemen callers, or saw Big Fatty on the computer, and said, would you like to come over? And I said, yes. And so, y'all, I went over there, and wasn't there very long, but y'all, it was good. It was good nonetheless. And and y'all, he had just put clean sheets on his bed, and mercifully, there was no soiling.
Big Fatty, more than we can say for Granny.
It's true. So came home Thursday night, and y'all don't remember. And then for right day, Larry Cly. Larry Cly was not in the coal mine on for right day. And so I believe his mother is having some health issues or something like that. So he was looking out for her, and y'all, was just a busy day in the coal mine on for right day. And y'all had a big meeting in the coal mine, and y'all, they ordered. They ordered the sandwiches. They ordered sandwiches from that Jason's Deli. And, y'all, they always order a few extras. So Big Fatty ended up getting a turkey and Swiss sandwich on a croissant. And, y'all, that came with the dill pickle spear and chips, which I did not eat the chips, and a fudge nut brownie.
Big Fatty, you ate that, though.
It's true, I did eat that, y'all, and it was good. And y'all, I'm for right day. I also called my doctor to schedule my physical.
Big Fatty, you probably good. Well, you probably should have had the physical before you ate that brownie. It's probably true.
I've got that coming up towards the end of March. Cause y'all, that's the first time he could see me was down near the end of March. And and y'all, I may be in the new fat cave by then, because for right day afternoon, y'all, I get a testimonium from my old, most regular gentleman caller. He says, what are you doing tonight? I said, well, I'm getting off work at 5 p.m. in the evening, and then I'll be at home. He says, well, I'll come by and see you between 9 and 10 p.m. in the evening. I said, yes. And y'all, he came by. It was about 10 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, it was absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Big Fatty, you didn't play the gentleman caller music. It's true, because I would have had to play it twice already.
But y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, we just
we made each other very, 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 very happy. Big Fatty, we don't need the details. I know that had him, the former number one fan of the BFO for 2014. I know he'd like to hear the details. And Miss Beaver, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver doesn't want to hear your details anyway. Y'all then on Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Y'all, I was, I know what I did. I went out to the, Sam's Club. I tell you what I did. I went out to the new Fat Cave first. They had told me that, let me back up again. Big Fatty, do you need to play that backup sound? Beep, beep, beep. No. I went by and checked the mail, and y'all had my rent check in there, and so I said, well, I've got to get by the ATM machine, because you got to get that cash money in there. Big Fatty, it was a check, not cash money. It's true. So then I went by the new Fat Cave, and y'all, they had set aside my mail and just left it out on the porch, and I went by and picked it up. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. When you buy a house, y'all, you get on 1,000 mailing lists, and they all want your money. And but y'all, there was a tax document which I'll need for my my tax preparer. Y'all, I'm having somebody prepare my taxes for the first time ever, cause y'all, I don't know, I don't want to miss out on the IRS coupon. And there are people that do this every day, and y'all, I don't want to miss out on it, because they say that all this interest you play Big Fatty, you pay on your mortgage, that it's a real benefit on your taxes. So y'all, I'm looking forward to that, but I want somebody else to make sure I'm getting every nickel that I can. Big Fatty, we know you love to get a nickel. Danger, oh, Big Fatty, that's what happens when you don't get that nickel. But so I picked up the mail, but y'all, there was a coupon. There was a coupon for 10% off a purchase at the Lowell's. If I use it, I think by the 12th or something like that. And so y'all, next weekend, y'all, I need a ladder. I need a ladder. And so I'm gonna go to the Lowell's, and I'm gonna get 10% off my ladder. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. You'll be climbing to new heights. Yes, Big Fatty. And then there was a coupon from the Bed Bath and Beyond, and y'all, they have these 20% coupons in the paper all the time, y'all. But it's for a single item, y'all. This was 20% off your entire purchase. So I am going to I got to check the expiration on that though, and so I'll probably make a list and maybe even check it twice before I go out to the Bed Bath and Beyond, y'all. Most of the stuff I buy at the Bed Bath and Beyond is in the Beyond section. Big Fatty, you silly. And after I went and got my mail and everything, y'all, I went over to the Sam's Club because y'all, I was the best time to buy a new TV machine is right before the big game, before the Superb Owl. And y'all, so I went and to just look, because I kind of want a new TV machine for my love chamber. And so I went looking, and y'all, I just nothing jumped out at me. But y'all, I was looking in the kind of the office supplies area, and y'all, they had moving supplies there. And so y'all, I picked up a big old thing of bubble wrap. Now that Peter G, who has just recently moved, he says, Big Fatty, just go ahead and buy three times as much bubble wrap as you think you're gonna need, and twice as many boxes. And y'all, so I picked up some bubble wrap, and I picked up a couple of packages of kind of medium-sized boxes. They there were seven of them in the package for $13.50, so that sounded pretty good to me. I think boxes are a lot more expensive than that. Y'all, I went to the Office Max on Sunday, and y'all, they were extremely expensive. They were $6 or $7 a piece for some of their boxes and all. But after all that, y'all, I was driving to the ATM machine to deposit the rent check, and y'all, I get a call from the turnip head, and just murder. What are you doing? I said, well, I'm on my way to the ATM machine. He says, well, I have a special guest here that would like to talk to you. And he says, will you just hurry and get home and get on the Skype? Y'all got home, got on the Skype, and there was the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O., and y'all joining the two of them was that Hendrick. Y'all, Hendrick from over there in the Perfume, Germany, and y'all is just lovely, and we must have chitter-chatted on the Skype for probably 2 or 3 hours, y'all, and y'all, the more we chatted, the drunker the Turnip Head got. Y'all, he got so drunk, he went into a giggle fest. Y'all, he was just like a little schoolgirl, and Hendrick and I were just giving it to him, and so y'all, on the next episode of the Underpants Show, I don't know how much of it somebody was saying that they thought the Turnip Head had thrown it away by mistake, because y'all, he was overserved, or he was self overserved, so anyway. Then after I hung up with them, y'all, then that Stick It With A Poke was on Saturday night, and I was on that little show with Gavin and the crew. Who else was on there with us? We had the Jimmy Bayer, and we had the Denims. You know, that's David, that blue jeans guy, and Mr. Green Jeans. They were there, and Gavin and Jim, and I can't remember who else was there. It seems like there was somebody else there. Oh, Nort was on there in the after show, and... I know there was somebody else, but I'm always forgetful. Y'all, speaking of forgetting things, you know, last week when I talked about how much snow the Boston area had gotten, and I said, I can only think, you know, Brian in Boston, you know, the self-appointed unsubscribed resident historian of the BFO, he was telling me how much snow he got, and I said, I think there's somebody else that lives in Boston, but I don't remember who it was. Y'all, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, who lives down there in the future, he doesn't live in Boston, but he was born in Boston, and he was quick to give me a tongue lashing, big fatty. That sounds vulgar, but from Straight Bob, it sounds lovely. It's true. But y'all, then on Saturday night, went out with Granny to the former. Y'all, there were folks from the horror club up in the Myrtle Beach had come down, and y'all, the place was packed. It's the most people I've seen in there since the place opened, and y'all, it was just a good time. But y'all, then Granny started buying these shots. Y'all, I can't do the shots. I'm just telling you, I cannot do the shots. So I stayed a little bit longer than I normally do. But y'all, about midnight, I had to come home. And y'all, evidently Granny stayed till they threw him out. And y'all, he left so late that the Taco Bell, you know, that he usually likes to go to the Taco Bell after going out and having adult beverages on Saturday night, y'all, they had already closed. So he had to go to the Subway. He went and saw Jared, y'all, he says he bought something, but he doesn't remember eating it. And y'all, then he was all drunk. He was still hungover on Sunday morning. Y'all, we went with folks from the Horror Club to lunch. But before they headed on back up to the Myrtle Beach. And y'all, then I've been out doing a little shopping on Sunday afternoon, and dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Groundhog's Day. Y'all, I hope Granny doesn't see his shadow, because it'll probably scare the crap out of him. And y'all, he has enough trouble controlling his bowels. Poor old thing. Y'all, congratulations again to Trucker Alex for being the number one fan of the BFO for 2015, and to Gary from Albuquerque being the number two fan, and to Ed from It's All About Med little show being the number three fan. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that George in Atlanta, and y'all, he sounded just a little bitter, and George, I'm having dinner with Granny tonight. Are there any birthday wishes you'd like me to pass along?
Bless his heart.
Oh, bless his heart, and hope he doesn't fart. Big Fatty Vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.